for the tip-off is number 5, Nicole Gunderson, and number 23, Ella Breezley. Kodiak wins the tip, dribbled down by 20, out of bounds, dribble miscue there on number 20, Crystal Pescola, turned over. Ball goes to Sam Point. Gunderson inbounds over to Justina, goes over to the wing to Gardner. Number 10 looking for an entry pass out to Justina. Entry into the post to Thompson. Shot goes up and good. 2 points for Thompson. Right in the paint. Great look there from her teammate Justina. Full court pressure here from the Eagles. Ball goes over to the sideline. Backwards, back to the middle of the court. Big time pressure from the Eagles. Out of bounds, off the hands of Dantezza. Oh, no, they look like it would be off the hands of Blue for Kodiak. Ball goes to the Eagles. Inbounded there by Gunderson. Up to the top to Dantezza. Over to the wing to Brittany. Looking for an entry. Missed pass there by Gardner. Stolen by 33. Raisley down the court. Pressure. Stolen by Justina. Justina dribbling the ball up the sideline. Heads to the middle of the floor. Goes over to the right wing to Dantezza. She checks inside. Hits the baseline pass. Another nice post entry over to Gunderson. Kick back out. Justina surveying the court. Picks up her dribble. Over to the elbow for Thompson. Over to Gardner for three. Off the back iron. Good hustle by Gardner trying to get her own rebound, but missed it. It will be Kodiak ball. Heavy pressure here from the Eagles on a full court press, a little zone press. 2-1-2 zone press by the Eagles. Looking for a trap. Ball's inbounded to the middle of the floor. Guarded by Justina. Number 20 picks up her dribble. And that will be a traveling violation on number 20, Crystal Pesla. Good defense there by Justina to cause the turnover. Timeout. 30-second call by Coach Katrina here on the Kodiak JV team. Kodiak flew in this afternoon about 2 o'clock. Was asked to play a doubleheader. They came out, played the King Cove Rookies to a loss. Watched one game there. Good classic between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Boys Eagles. And then had to come out and play another game against the home team, Sandpoint Lady Eagles. So I'm sure they're tired, ready for a break, but they're sure going to give it all they have in this game. Short timeout there by Kodiak. So it'll be Kodiak ball to retain. Take it out on the baseline. Sandpoint ball on the sideline. Inbounded by Justina. Off the hands of Gunderson. A little bit of a misread there. And that'll be a turnover. On the baseline now. Still showing full court pressure. Now man. Looking for an inbound pass. Not really there. Tip deflected by Gunderson. Three-pointer by Justina, but off the iron and no good. Rebounded by 33, Ella Raisley. Number 20 doing the majority of the ball handling for Kodiak as she gets around Dantezza and into the paint and tries a layup, but no good. Off the hands of 43, Katrina Pruitt. For Sandpoint, out of bounds. Sandpoint ball inbounded by Gunderson up the court. Nice passing by the Eagles to get that ball up the court. Bounce pass over to Justina at the top. Surveying the floor, whips it over to the wing, again looking inside to Thompson, no good. Rebounded by Gunderson, hard work offensive rebound. Gardner dribbles into the paint, but no good on that shot, got her own rebound. Missed that one as well, and then rebounded by Gunderson again. So three offensive tries by the Eagles. No shots went good, but there was a foul called on the floor. I think I missed that foul, though, as it's Sandpoint ball again. Inbounded to Justina. Into the paint to Gunderson. No good on her shot. And we'll have a jump ball between Thompson and Raisley. This Kodiak team comprised of mostly freshmen and sophomores. The JV team from a 4A school on Kodiak. Sandpoint showing now a man-to-man full court press. Looking for an inbound play. Surveying the floor, no good. Tipped out by Dantezza. Kodiak ball. Kodiak on the baseline, trying to figure out a way to get that ball in bounds. Having trouble just getting the entry ball in. Over to the sideline. And tipped again, deflected by Gardner, but out of bounds. Sandpoint getting a really good handle on the ball here, getting their hand on almost every pass that Kodiak's trying to make. Great defense, great full court pressure. Again, inbounded this time on the sideline. Checked in Emily Vos for Thompson. She's now in. Sorry, we have Thompson, Vos, Gardner, Danteza, and Justina on the floor for the Eagles. Now Eagles ball, caused the turnover with the full court pressure. 2-3 zone by Kodiak. Three-pointer try for Justina, no good, right off the iron. Offensive rebound, almost to Vos, but tipped out of her hand to Kodiak. Kodiak working to get the ball up. Brought up by number 33, but pressure by Gardner caused another turnover for the Eagles. Up top to Gardner, over to Danteza. Danteza takes his look, and there's a shot, no good, out of bounds. The possession's retained by the Eagles. So Kodiak having just a tough time with this full court pressure by Sandpoint. Having a tough time getting started. Still showing 2-3 zone while the ball is inbounded to Justina. Justina swings the ball over to Gardner. Gardner penetrates the middle. And another entry pass to Thompson, but no good, deflected. Over to Raisley. Ball scramble for the ball. Jump ball. And that will be white ball for the Eagles. Over to the sideline there to referee now. Gardner will inbound. To Danteza, up at the top, surveying the floor, setting up the offense. Trying to find a hole in this 2-3 zone. Sandpoint hasn't gotten many good looks yet, but they are trying to go to the middle. Shot by Danteza, no good. Air ball. Rebounded by Raisley. Foul called by Charles Mack. It will be a foul on Justina, number 23. Hand on the arm. Too much contact there. That's pretty common with the full court pressure. Sometimes you get some unnecessary contact. And that seems to be what happened there. Ball will be to Sandpoint. Justina on the baseline as she dribbles. Dribbles straight back to the three-point sideline, and no good, though. Rebounded by 32, Ava Pruitt. Raisley on the floor for Kodiak. Kodiak now with the ball. Driving down, kicked out to 23. And a nice shot there for a layup, but no good. Rebounded by Thompson. Nice ball movement there by the Eagles as Gardner goes up for the shot, but no good. Rebounded by Danteza. Shot goes up for her as she got the offensive rebound and put it in for two. Full court pressure still by the Eagles, but now Kodiak breaks the press. And the ball's brought up, but there's a quick shot and good from about 15 feet. That's number 21, Karen Saranis. A freshman from Kodiak puts 2 points on the board for Kodiak. That's their first two. 3:33 here in the first quarter. Sandpoint leads 4-2. Nice pass there from Justina down to Gardner. Found her right on the block, and Brittany was able to put it in for two. As the ball goes out of bounds, still that pressure from Sandpoint, giving Kodiak a tough time offensively just getting the ball in. For Sandpoint, it's Gardner with two. And Danteza with two. Stolen on that inbound by Serenes. Whipped over to number 14. Shot goes up. No good. Offensive rebound. Out to Serenes to 14. Jump shot there just outside the elbow. No good. Another offensive rebound. Sandpoint showing a 2-1-2 or a 2-3. Can't really tell from here. Looks like that 2-1-2 with Danteza in the middle going up and down the key. That patented Lady Eagles 2-1-2 defense. Foul called, inbounded, out to the wing, over to the baseline to Raisley. Tipped by Danteza, but there must have been a hand in there for Kodiak. Raynell calls it, Sandpoint ball. Now 6-2, Sandpoint. Brittany with four, Danteza with two. Up to Justina, a little bit of pressure now from Kodiak. Over to Vos, right on the block. Good look by Justina, but no good from Vos. Rebounded by Raisley. substitution for Kodiak. That'll be number 12 coming in for number 33, Ella Raisley. And Ella Raisley, a sophomore, doing a lot of the heavy lifting for Kodiak here early in the game for the Bears. Over on the baseline there for Justina, another three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Katrina Pruitt. And stolen by the Eagles, over to the, trying to find Madison again inside on the key. Stolen by Kodiak by our newcomer, number 12, just came in for the substitution. Heavy pressure there from Justina, causing the ball to go out of bounds, but Kodiak will retain the possession on the sideline on their side of the court. 14 inbounding the ball, looking for an entry over to 12. That'll be a traveling violation. Picked up her dribble, then tried to dribble it again. It's actually a double dribble. Madison over to the sideline to inbound. She has Vos and Danteza to inbound. She inbounds to Danteza as the Eagles set up their offense. Danteza open at the three-point line, doesn't take that one. Tried to find Danteza, but it was stolen away as Serenas goes down for a layup and misses that open layup. And it's rebounded by Thompson as the Eagles try their transition offense. Stolen away again by Kodiak, number 14. A lot of turnovers early here in the game. Looks like both teams are a little bit flustered, causing a lot of turnovers, a lot of pressure from both teams. Good hard defense. Eagles still lead 6-2, and it will be Kodiak ball with a minute 52 here in the first. Sideline inbound. Still pressure, still full-court pressure from the Eagles. Danteza guarding number 12 as she looks for a pass, finds it. And stripped away almost by the Eagles, but retained by Kodiak. Shot from the mid-range on the baseline, no good. Offensive rebound put back by number 12. She just came in. She's already making a huge effect on the game, defensively and offensively. Nice job there from number 12. I don't have her name, though. Hard foul there on number 14, Madison Parker, for Kodiak. Fouled Gardner. And that will just be her first. New entries here. Lila Gunderson, her first action of the day. Justina subbing out. Thompson also subbing out for Gunderson. Now we have two Gundersons on the floor, Nicole and Lila, both on the floor for Sandpoint. Over to the wing. Southpaw Gardner tries a wing three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Serenas, but she's tangled up with Eagles, and there'll be a jump ball. Both teams very physical here early. About a minute 12 left here in the first. Still Eagles leading 6-2. For the Eagles, it's Danteza, Gardner, Vos, and Nicole and Lila Gunderson. It will be Kodiak ball on the baseline, on the jump ball. Kodiak now find a way to get the ball inbounds a little bit better with some screens on the elbows. But number 14 still having pressure, and Gardner almost had a strip there. Another deflection. Lila Gunderson with the strip. Nice dish there from Gardner to Danteza, but Danteza could not handle the pass. Off her hands, out of bounds. Almost glimmers of greatness here from Sandpoint early. They're moving the ball well, but the ball's just not getting to its target. But the offense is looking good. They're trying to get it inside. They know they have a height advantage on Kodiak, so they're trying to exploit that. And Justina, I know she's going to get warmed up on her threes if she keeps taking them. Deflected off of Raisley into Gardner, and she's fouled. She was wide open there on the block, and there was a hard foul. We'll see who Charles calls that foul on. 43 was the call. Katrina Pruitt, freshman. And that foul was actually called on the ground. So it will be Sandpoint ball on the baseline. Tipped back out of bounds on the inbound. Still Sandpoint ball. Brittany inbounds to Lila Gunderson as Lila surveys the court from the wing. Danteza over to the sideline. Tries that entry pass again to Gunderson. No good. And the ball is tangled up again, and we'll have another jump ball. Both teams doing a great job getting their hands on the ball. We've had a ton of jump balls early in this game. 48 seconds remaining. Sandpoint still leads 6-4. On the sideline, Gunderson inbounds over to Gunderson. And Gunderson surveys the floor from the wing as she goes over to Danteza and then back up to the point position for Gardner. Number 33, Ella Raisley, got her hands on the ball, but it looks like a foul is called. And yes, it will be on 33, Ella Raisley. That'll be her second foul. More subs coming in. Fantezza subbed out for Abby Bose, and Brittany Gardner subbed out for Lindsay Dushkin, seeing her first action of the day. Abby Bose inbounding, trying to find Gunderson there in the paint. She does, but the shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Brazley, out to Serena. Serena brings the ball up. Sorry, that's Pescla. Over to 14, Parker. Parker up at the point. Swings it over to the wing to Pescla. No good for a three. Rebounded by Nicole Gunderson as she brings it up the sideline, moving quick. Over to Abby Vos as she tries a shot from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Serena as she goes straight down the middle of the floor. Going to try a layup. Foul on Nicole Gunderson. Nicole knew she was beat. Had to foul. So a good, smart foul there from Gunderson as she caught the arm of Serenas, and she'll be rewarded with two shots from the free throw line. Still 6-4 to stand point, but Kodiak looking to cut into that lead with some free throws. First one's no good. 3.6 remaining here in the first. On the floor for stand point is Bose, both Bose sisters, both Gundersons, Nicole and Lila, Abby and Emily Bose. Both free throws don't go in, and Dushkin. Rebounded by Emily Bose as the buzzer goes off. And that'll be the end of the first quarter here at the Trident tip-off. Bit of a slow start for both teams, 6-4 as we take our one-minute break for the first quarter. I think both coaches are going to tell their teams to clean up the game a little bit. Both teams playing a bit sloppy offensively and defensively as they're trying to get their hands on the ball, not really playing to protect the rim, but more like playing to grab the ball on defense. A lot of action here early in the first day of the Trident tip-off. Kodiak JV Bears played the King Cove Rookies to a heavy loss early. That was the first game. Then we just had a great game between the T-Jacks and the Eagles of Sandpoint, where the King Cove T-Jacks were able to prevail. And this is our last game of the evening. So going into the second quarter here, we'll see if there are some adjustments from both coaches on offense and defense. It will be Kodiak ball to start the second quarter. On the floor for Sandpoint is Gardner, Justina, Fantezza, Thompson, and Gunderson. Fantezza, Gardner, Justina, and Thompson coming back in after a short rest at the end of the first quarter. On the floor for Kodiak, 43, 14, 21, 23, and 20. Number 14, Parker, inbounding the ball to Pescla, as Pescla dribbles the ball at the front, over to the wing, three-point try from Parker, no good, but rebounded, offensive, also no good on the putback, another three-point try from the wing, off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Thompson as she gets it up the floor, Gardner wide open asking for the ball, she gets it in the paint, but she's surrounded by Bears, she gets it out for a 15-footer, but it was no good. Rebound went off the hands of Gardner and out of bounds. Kodiak gains possession. Parker to inbound. Pressure back on by the Eagles. And it's going to be called off there by Coach Amel as the Eagles retreat to a half-court defense. Yeah, and it looked like Gardner collided there a little bit with Parker, and that'll be a foul on Gardner. Her first. Still 6-4 in favor of Sandpoint as Kodiak inbounds the ball. Tip there by Justina. Good defense from her. Over to number 21. That's Serena. Stolen by Justina. Justina tears the ball off the floor. And there will be a foul called. That's on number 21, Karen Serena. Five team fouls here for Kodiak. That's Serena's first. Four fouls for Sandpoint. 7 minutes remaining, 7:09 remaining here in the first half. Justina with the ball up top, over to Dantezza. Dantezza surveys the ball, but miscommunication with Dantezza, and it's stolen by Parker. Parker finds number 12. Don't have her name, though. There's heavy pressure there from Justina, as she did hit the arm of that number 12 there, right in the middle of the floor. Bit of a foolish foul by Dantezza. That standpoint's fifth foul. That's just Justina's second foul here in the first half. 6:54 remaining here in the first half. Ball will be inbounded by Parker, number 14 for Kodiak, in the half court. Sandpoint still in their 2-1-2 zone with their three bigs down low. And 12 ran into that zone right on it as Dantezza was standing there and caused an ill pass from Kodiak. And that was great defense there from the Eagles. Caused that turnover. So with that hard, good zone, they're causing a lot of stress there on Kodiak. I've seen that zone quite a bit here against Sandpoint. It is tough to break. Kodiak having a tough time in the half court and in the full court with the pressure. Stolen, though. Nice ball movement by Kodiak, but not able to convert on the layup. Rebounded by number 20. Shot goes up, no good. Gunderson contesting the rebound, no good. Kodiak gets another offensive board. Tipped by Justina. Kodiak retains possession, and the ball is moved up the floor. Number 20 tries another three-point shot, and that's good. So that'll be a lead. That'll be the first lead of the game here for Kodiak. And they put that up for Sandpoint, unless I have my score wrong. I'm reading 9-4. Yep, there they go. They switch it now. It's 7-6 in favor of Kodiak now with their first lead of the ballgame. Justina will try a three. That one's good. I told you, folks, yeah, I knew she would start hitting them. It's tough trying to shut Justina down when she gets hot, and she's hit her first three of the game. So Justina with her first bucket of the game, and it's a three-pointer. Shot from the elbow. No good from Kodiak. Tipped out of bounds. Ball goes to Sandpoint. More good defense from the Eagles. 5:16 here remaining in the first half. Now 9-7. In favor of Sandpoint as they bring the ball up the sideline. Kodiak still in a 2-3 zone. Sandpoint looking for an opening. They'll find it right on the elbow. They try an entry into Gunderson, no good. Yeah, Sandpoint needs to work to find those empty spots in the zone. Usually in a 2-3, you'll find them in the elbows. As the defense comes up, that'll cause those gaps in the zone. Pressure there from the Eagles. Jump ball called by Raynell. Another jump ball. And that'll be a turnover. That jump ball will be a turnover. It will go to Sandpoint. Gunderson to inbound. Looks like to Dantezza as we have a substitution for Kodiak. Number 14 will take a seat. That's Parker. And number 23 will come back in. I don't have her name either. Over to the corner for Dantezza. She surveys, still that 2-3 zone. Sandpoint really hasn't found an answer for it yet. There's your entry to Justina right at the elbow as she swings it over to Gardner. Gardner wide open three, but no good. That was perfect offense from the Eagles. They need to run that again. Shot went back out on an offensive rebound. Justina tried a three. It was no good, and we have another jump ball. This one will go to Kodiak. Both teams having a tough time finding their rhythm here early in the game. And it is 9-7 in favor of Sandpoint as Kodiak brings the ball up. Full court pressure broken, but tipped. Great defense from Gardner as she got the tip, and then it was stolen. Over to the wing. Gardner will try. Oh, I thought she was going to try that long two. Decided not to. Let's set the offense back up. Sandpoint starting to figure out that zone. They try another entry into Thompson. No good. Foul called on Gunderson. As Gunderson was trying to get the strip, and she hit number 23 on the arm, and that'll be Gunderson's second foul. Ball being brought up the sideline. Stop. Nice jump stop there for number 12, but her shot was no good. Rebounded, though. Another offensive board. Three-point try from Serenis. That's no good. Rebounded by Thompson. As Justina tears at the floor, finds Gardner. Nice jump stop by her. Gardner tries to put it up, but no good. Rebounded by Kodiak, and they bring the ball up the sideline themselves. As number 12 surveys the floor. over to the elbow. She'll kick it out to the point. Reset the offense here. Guarded by Gardner, number 20, Crystal Pesqua. Guarded by Gardner at the point. She gets around her over to the wing. Three-point try. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound there from number 12. Shot by number 21. No good. Almost another offensive rebound, but to Gunderson. Up to Gardner. As Gardner tears up the floor, tries a shot inside the key. No good. And Kodiak gains possession. 2:46 remaining in the half. 9-7 Sandpoint. And we'll have a timeout on the floor from coach of the Kodiak Bears. Coach Christina calling a full timeout. Get her girls some rest, as well as the Sandpoint Eagles. Get some rest. Both teams playing good, hard defense here early and really disrupting the opponent's offense. Sandpoint showing their 2-1-2 zone. Kodiak showing their 2-3 zone. And both defenses are being extremely effective because there is only a combination of 16 points on the board between both teams. So Coach Amel trying to find an answer here for his team to close out this half in a strong way. Fouling, a bit of an issue for both teams. Sandpoint with 6, Kodiak with 5. So one more on Kodiak would put, one more on Sandpoint rather, would put them on, would put Kodiak on the line for a 1-1. So I'm sure their coach is mentioning that as well. Okay, timeout's coming up here. It looks like the Sandpoint Eagles might be reinvigorated by that timeout called by Kodiak. 2:42 remaining. We'll see if there are any adjustments here by either team. On the floor for Sandpoint, Gardner, Justina, Thompson, Emily Vos, and Danteza Pangolinan. Ball's to Kodiak on the sideline, inbounded to Pesqua. Pesqua brings the ball up. Surveying the floor, gets it right to the free throw line, tries a shot, no good, rebounded by Danteza. Transition offense here from the Eagles, Justina down the floor, tries her layup, no good, rebounded by Danteza, her shot was no good, and the ball goes over to Pesqua. And we have another jump ball, folks. And that will be Sandpoint ball. So Sandpoint, again, getting great looks, good passing, but just cannot connect with the rim. Danteza with the ball over on the wing. She'll put it up to Justina. Yep, and Sandpoint saw that double coverage slip away, as did Justina. And Madison got a great look at the basket right on the block. But again, shots just not falling for either team here in the first half. As Madison misses her shot, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Kodiak ball. Number 20, Crystal Pesqua brings the ball up for Kodiak. Tipped by Justina, but no good. Over to 23 as she tries a shot. That won't go. And number 43 tried her shot, Katrina Pruitt. Didn't go in, but she was fouled by Danteza. So that'll be 7 fouls here on Sandpoint, but it was a shooting foul, so they'll go to the line for 2. Anything more will result in bonus. Just Danteza's first foul here up on the board. As Kodiak tries a free throw off the backboard, no good. Lila Gunderson in for Danteza. Scoreboard must be wrong. Or Amel, I don't think he would sub Danteza out if she just had that one foul. I think she has more than one, but I haven't been keeping track myself, so that's my bad. Second free throw from Pruitt goes, and it's inbounded by Thompson. Now 8-9 in favor of Sandpoint, with Sandpoint with the ball with a minute 47 left. Justina penetrates. That's great, great read on her. Noticed the weak spot in the zone and took it straight to that right block. Good for a layup for 2. That's her 5th point. She leads all scorers with 5. Shot went up from, and now we have some transition offense here from Sandpoint. Brittany had a shot at it, but no good. She sets up the offense, and she goes down hard on a hard foul on number 14. That will be Kodiak's 16 foul. Sandpoint now leading 11-8 with a minute 22 here left in the half, as Gardner was fouled there on the floor. Possession will be retained by Sandpoint. Gardner will inbound the ball. Ball's up to Justina. She's going to set up the offense. And Justina tries to quick crossover to get him in the paint. But she ran into that zone, and she couldn't get through it. She turns it over. Number 14 here to inbound the ball, as we had substitution there. Number 12 will sit down. Justina will also sit down as Abby Vos comes in. Looked like she went down pretty hard there as she was trying to penetrate the key. So she needs a bit of a rest. And Tezza looks like she's checking back in with about a minute left here in the half. Nice ball movement from Kodiak. This is another three-point try. No good. Rebounded from Thompson. She must be in double figures now on her own as she brings the ball up over to Gardner. Great rebounding here from both teams. Good aggressive play as Gardner picks up her dribble, and she has it stripped, but it goes out of bounds, and it will still be Sandpoint ball. Britt trying to survey the floor with a picked-up dribble, and it was slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. Gardner to inbound here. A little bit of inbound pressure from Kodiak. Backed off, though. Over to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson just came in. Pump fake there from Gardner. Over to the sideline on the baseline for Gunderson with a three-point try. No good. Rebounded by 23. Traveling violation there called. Good call there from Raynell. Crystal Pesqua nailed to the traveling violation. Still slow offense from both teams trying to penetrate these zones. They're tough zones, shutting down the key, and the outside shots aren't going. And when they find inside penetration, they're not hitting those either. Long three-point try there from Abby Vos. No good, as the ball's tipped out of bounds, but it will be in favor of Sandpoint. So the double teams are coming. That's what's causing Sandpoint trouble on the blocks. That's why their shots aren't going, and then their outside shots just aren't connecting. Over to the block on Dantezza, but she's swarmed by that Kodiak zone. No good. No option there for a shot. She was stripped. Foul there. We'll see who that one goes on. Could have been Dantezza or Vos. And it's called on Vos. And that will be Sandpoint's eighth team foul with 15.9 here remaining in the half as the free throws go up. And good from number 21, Karen Serenis. Karen Serenis, good from the free throw line. It's 11-8 in favor of Sandpoint. 15.9 remaining. Second shot, no good. Offensive rebound there from Serenis, as she got her own board. Number 14 with the ball, almost stripped by Gardner. Tipped out of bounds, though. Kodiak will retain. Oh, I'm sorry, after that free throw, that made it 9-11. 8.6 remaining here, drawing down to the end of the half. Inbounded, but straight to Gunderson. Good read from her as it goes to Vos, but stolen by Serenis. And the ball comes up, 1.8 remaining. She's going to need to get a shot off. Did not get it off in time. And that shot did not go, did not count anyway, as both teams come off for the half. It's 11-9 in favor of Sandpoint. I have Justina with two. Oh, I'm sorry, no, Justina with five, Gardner with four, and Dantezza with two. As the score is 11-9 in favor of Sandpoint, we'll take a 10-minute break here in Sandpoint for the Trident tip-off. We'll come back in about 8 minutes. Take it back there, Marissa.
All right, thank you so much. Up next, guys, we are going to listen to Middle by DJ Snake.
Staring at two different views on the window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze. Floating down, I'm wishing. It's like I'm always causing problems, causing. I didn't mean to put you through this, I can tell. We're gonna sweep this under the carpet. I hope that I can turn back the time to make it all alright. All alright for us. I promise to build a new world for us.
Yeah. trying to get up here. I hope we find our missing pieces and just we could have sweep it under the carpet. I hope that I can turn back the time to make it all alright.
All right, you guys, in about 15 seconds here, we're going to pass it back to Paul with the rest of the game. Stay tuned. We are in the middle of the Kodiak Lady Bears JV against Sandpoint Eagles. All right, just a few more seconds here. Paul, are you ready? All right, here you are.
Welcome back, everybody. We have second half action here, Kodiak JV Bears versus the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Right now we have a score of 11-9 in favor of Sandpoint. Good, hard, physical, defensive first half. Both teams having a tough time offensively, but it's due to those two tough zones both teams are playing. So Kodiak playing that tough 2-3 zone. Sandpoint trying to exploit the open spots, going down to the block, but tough double team. For Sandpoint, they're playing their tough 2-1-2 zone. Almost looks like a 2-3, but they bring Dantezza back and forth between the baseline and the foul line, and she kind of acts as a middle person, so it's more like a 2-1-2. Some scoring spreads here for the game. Pascua and Serenas lead the Kodiak Bears with 3 each, Pruitt with 1, and Griffin with 1. For Sandpoint, it's Justina leading all scorers with 5, Gardner with 2, Dantezza with 2, and Thompson with 2. On the floor for Sandpoint to start will be Gunderson, that's Nicole, Dantezza, Thompson, Justina, and Gardner. For Kodiak, it will be Raisley, number 20, Crystal Pesqua, 21, Serenas, and Griffith. Shot goes up early there from Kodiak, and that's good. That was number 33, Ella Raisley. Nice-looking jumper from about 15 feet, good for 2. Tie game now as we start the second half. And Gunderson will try a 3. It's no good. Nice-looking shot. Offensive rebound by Thompson, and it doesn't fall. So Thompson really up on the rebounding numbers, but having a tough night offensively. Stolen by Gardner, over to the right block by Dantezza. No good on her shot. There's a scramble for the ball, and Dantezza comes up on top of it. And Madison got the ball after Dantezza had rebounded it up at the free throw line. She took a shot from just inside the free throw line and was fouled, so she'll go to the line for 2. First team foul here of the second half for Kodiak. So Thompson will try her luck at the line. She's got 2 points for a third. True and blue, it goes straight in. That'll put Sandpoint up by 1. Madison's going to look for 1 more. Both teams ready for the rebound. Thompson hoping there isn't one. Thompson puts the shot up, and that's good. Nothing but net. And now Thompson's up to 4 points, and things moving a little quicker now for both teams. The Sandpoint leads 13-11. Serenas brings the ball up, swings it over to 33. That's Raisley. She tries a jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Another shot outside the block, no good. Big-time block there from Dantezza. She got all ball and put it right back in the face of Raisley. Mike Raynell called a jump ball after the block, and it will be Sandpoint ball, Gunderson to inbound. To Dantezza. As Sandpoint brings the ball up with good passing, up past half court with Justina with the ball now as the point guard. Kodiak still in their 2-3. That's a great dish from Justina as she finally was able to draw that 3-2 zone. And she was able to make a beautiful dish over to Thompson on the right block, and Thompson nailed that one. Couldn't miss it. She was wide open. Shot up there from Pesqua from just about the free throw line as she brought the ball up quickly. Shot was no good. Well, the substitution, Parker, checking in. And she doesn't make it in on that out of bounds, but Raisley tries the jumper, and that's good. She's 2-for-2 here in the second half. She's leading all Kodiak scorers with 4. Gardner up to Justina, can't leave her open. And it goes in and out on the three-point attempt, rebounded by Dantezza as she tries to penetrate. Swung over to Gardner as she penetrates the paint. Tries for 2, no good. Thompson there for the rebound. It was tipped out of bounds by Raisley. Therefore, it will be Sandpoint ball. Retained possession there on the tip out by Kodiak. Gardner will inbound underneath the basket on the baseline. Kodiak looking to pack the paint. Inbounded over into Thompson. She flushed it over to Gunderson. Gunderson tried her shot on the block. It was no good. Gardner struggling for the ball as she goes down hard again. She's playing tough tonight here, folks. She goes down hard. It looks like Gunderson, Lila, will be checking in for her. Big-time block, so defense really stepping up for the Eagles, as that's their second block already. That one was for Gunderson. Nice dish again from Justina as she goes over to Danteza for two more. So both offenses picking it up. Maybe they got their first half jitters out during halftime, because both teams looking better offensively here already. Another block there from the Eagles. That's Danteza's second of the quarter. And the Sandpoint Eagles are fired up now. Yes, and that's going to be Gardner coming out for Gunderson. But the Eagles have accrued four blocks in about 3 minutes of action here in the second half. 5:19 remaining. Offense has picked up quite a bit for both teams. Sandpoint leads 17-13. Another shot for Raisley. She's been looking good. That's her first miss of the game. Of the half, sorry. Ball was attempted rebound there from Gunderson. Went off her hands. It will be Kodiak ball. Good ball movement from Kodiak. They're trying to find another open spot. Raisley put that shot up again. From about the same shot, she's been making it. And that time, Gunderson hit her on the foul. That'll be her foul there. That's her third. She's the only one in real trouble for the Eagles. That's her third foul. Justina has two. Abby Vos has one. And Thompson has one. Raisley at the line for two after that foul by Gunderson. She'll be looking for her fifth point to lead all scorers for Kodiak. At the free throw line, first shot, no good. Off the iron. Yes, and Gunderson will come out with three fouls. Emily Vos will sub in for her. Second free throw attempt coming with 5:08 remaining in the quarter. So speed is picked up, tempo is picked up, less jump balls. Raisley tries another free throw, no good. Charles Mack calls a lane violation on Danteza. And there'll be another attempted free throw for Raisley. Danteza subs out for Gardner. So we have Lila Gunderson, Vos, Justina, Thompson, and Gardner on the floor now for the Eagles as Raisley gets another shot at that second free throw. And that one doesn't go also, but Raisley gets her own rebound, but Justina's going to be tagged for that foul as she hit Raisley on the arm. That will be Justina's third, so Sandpoint needs to watch their fouling here in the second half as they have two starters in foul trouble now with three fouls apiece. Kodiak tried the entry pass, but it was stolen there by Justina as she looks to move the ball up to Brittany, but it went off her hands out of bounds, but it must have been tipped by a bear. Because it will be Sandpoint ball underneath the basket. Another sub in here. That's going to be for Justina with her three fouls. So we have Danteza and Justina on the bench now for Sandpoint with three fouls apiece. As Abby Vos comes in for her action of the night here. Thompson trying to find an entry in the block. Nothing there as she kicks it out to Gardner for three. And Gardner starting to heat up as she knocks in her fifth point of the night. Nice trap defense from Sandpoint. Gardner pressuring right at half court. Swung back up. Oh, that's going to be a backcourt violation unless Gunderson can get her hands on it. She can. Tries a shot, and it's good. So there's Lila Gunderson's first shot and field goal of the night. As here we go with the full court pressure again from the Eagles. It's 22-13, and yep, coach will call a timeout there. She needed it, and she'll call a full timeout. Largest lead of the night so far for Sandpoint. It's 22-13 in favor of the Eagles. As both teams picking up the tempo here, first half was full of jump balls, both teams trying to get their hands on the ball. They kind of changed their defensive strategy here in the second half, both teams. As they're playing a more protect-the-basket role and jumping lanes rather than trying to get their hands inside, which often results in fouls. So Sandpoint is starting to heat up. Offense is starting to click as they're starting to break down that zone. So great adjustment there from Coach Emil Mobeck as he went in and definitely hammered out how to fix, how to bust open a 2-3 zone. Okay, Sandpoint really trying to work the ball down low, down to the blocks. In that first half, But they were trying to get those double team shots up, and for Thompson and for Gunderson and Dantezza, and the stress from the double team just wouldn't allow those shots to go. They're going with the same strategy in the second half, but now those post players are starting to look out to that 3-point line, and they're being rewarded with that. Their transition offense has started to look better here in the second half as well, as Justina and Gardner have really started clicking a little bit as their passes are starting to go down the court a little bit better, and it's not being fumbled off their hands. After the timeout, it's still Kodiak ball. Sandpoint playing a 3-2 zone now, coming away from their 2-1-2. Kodiak, good ball movement into the key. Nice drive there from 23, and she puts it in for two. I don't have her name. I tried to go to get the rest of their names during the halftime, but I guess I missed one. That's number 23. She puts it in for a nice layup for two, right off that left hand. Oh, nice pass from Gardner down to Thompson as she tries for two, but double-teamed, not able to go. Thompson trying to beat the double-team herself, didn't work out for her on that turn. Raisley with another jumper. She's been hot in the third quarter, but that shot doesn't go from outside the free throw line as Abby Vos brings it up, looking to get into the paint. Comes back out, over to Gunderson. Then she passes over to Gardner. Still a 2-3 zone here, showing from Kodiak as Gunderson is wide open at the 3-point line. I think she's going to take it, and she nails it. As Gunderson was open for about at least 3 seconds, and she just stood there looking at the basket and decided she was going to take it and netted it for a three. Oh, and there's a foul there on Sandpoint. We'll see who that goes in. Who that goes on as number 23 trying another layup, that time from the right side. That foul will be called on Madison. So that's Thompson's second. The board shows three for Thompson, but I just had those checked, and they just adjusted it down to two. First free throw from number 23. I really should have gotten her name because she's heating up here in the third. She's got 3 points in the third quarter alone. 3:05 remaining here as Kodiak closes the gap to 25-16. That second free throw didn't go. Nice rebound from Bose. As Lila Gunderson brings the ball up and over to Gardner. She's feeling it. She tries a shot. Goes off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Serena. Serena brings the ball up quickly. It was tipped out. Kodiak will retain possession as Dantezza was bringing pressure. And we'll have a substitution here for Kodiak. Number 12 coming in for Serena. She needs a break. She's having a tough time against Dantezza. Dantezza's much bigger than she is. Much older, much bigger. A little bit of an adjustment there from Coach Mobeck as it's kicked out of bounds on the inbound. Kodiak ball. Kodiak really showing some grit here, having to play two games in the afternoon here. So really playing this game real tight. And that'll be the fourth block of this third quarter, the third for Dantezza. So she is really, really killing it defensively in this quarter. Nice rip by Gardner as she backs off, but the shot was no good. Thompson got the rebound. She must have at least 10 rebounds on her own. She is crushing the board. But the offense just isn't going for Thompson as she tried to get a putback, couldn't get it to go. She's just having no luck there in that spot on the block. She can't get her shots to connect there right on that block, and that's starting to frustrate her a little bit as she walks up the court. And now we have our full court pressure back on by Sandpoint, but Kodiak breaks it nicely. Still 3-2 defense from Sandpoint as Dantezza got her hand on that ball. Still retained there. Shot goes up from number 20. In and out. Good-looking shot. Number 43 there. That's Pruitt. She got the offensive rebound, but the putback was no good. Yeah, there we go. Brittany tearing up the floor, does it all her own. She goes coast to coast after she got the rebound and ran it straight down the floor for a layup. That's two for Gardner as she goes to 7 points for her. Now she leads all scorers. She's having a great second half thus far. Minute 42 remaining. Sandpoint up 27-6. Scramble for the ball. Kodiak gets it. Kodiak keeps the ball, number 12 with it, swings it over as they set up the offense. And no, I was wrong about that 3-2. It's still that 2-1-2. It's hard to read because, like I said, Dantezza kind of floats back and forth from the free throw line and the baseline. So it looks like a 2-3, and then it looks like a 3-2. Well, I'll clear it up for you. It's a 2-1-2. Sam Point got that last rebound. We have some substitutions for Kodiak. Raceley will come back in, as well as Pruitt. Dantezza with the ball, taking the guard spot. She's going to try and get in the middle. Can't. Gunderson, another shot from the wing. She was feeling it before. Offensive rebound after that. No good three-pointer. Dantezza in the key. No good. Offensive rebound over to Gunderson. Gardner with the ball. She's double-teamed. Back out to Gunderson. She's open. She gets a great look into Dantezza in the key, but she can't do it. Under a minute here, remaining in the third. Gunderson, good ball movement over to Gardner. Gardner takes a look. She's way too deep. She's not going to take that one. As she tries to get around, number 12, can't. Nice ball movement here from the Eagles. As Dantezza gets into the paint, her shot goes off the front iron. No good. Deflected by Kodiak. Deflected by Kodiak, and it will be Sam Point ball underneath the basket on the baseline. Gardner will inbound. So Sam Point with great ball movement here in the third quarter. They're really getting it to everybody, and the offense has definitely picked up. They're starting to figure out this zone. Yep, inside, looked like a foul there, but no call. Looked like a block there called by Charles Mack on Gardner. So there was that was good defense there on Gardner there to shut her down in the key. And Pruitt said, no way, that's my block. And we'll have a substitution here. Gunderson will take a seat. Great minutes there as Justina subs back in. She has three fouls. For Kodiak, that will be Madison Parker's third foul there on that last one. And it will be Sandpoint ball with Gardner. So I think when at first referee Charles Mack called that a block, and then he adjusted his call, and he did call the foul, but it must have been on the floor because the Sandpoint took the ball out underneath the basket. Over to the corner, great entry there. That's what you're looking for. It's double team, but Dantezza beats it herself, took that extra step towards the basket, and made it into a layup. That's what I always tell my players to do. Go right through, split the defense, and turn it into a layup. Great job by Dantezza as she nets her 6 point. And that last shot there at the buzzer did not count, didn't go anyway. And it was no good there at the end of the quarter there from Sandpoint. Sandpoint now stretched their lead 29-16 as we go into the fourth quarter. So great quarter there from Sandpoint. Coach Mobeck, great adjustments there, trying to figure out that 2-3 zone. His team had a tough time doing it themselves in the first half. But great coaching there from Amel as Sandpoint was able to figure out that 3-2 or that 2-3 zone in that third quarter and really exploit it. Tell them where they need to go, where they need to attack, and just really clear up their shot selection because that was their problem in the first half. They were trying to take shots off of double teams and not really getting their best look at the basket. Simple math, there's five players on the floor. If somebody's getting double teamed, that means somebody's open. So Sandpoint is starting to find those open players, getting better shots here, and it results in a big lead here, 29-16 in favor of Sandpoint as they go into the fourth. For Sandpoint, it's Thompson with 4 points. Gardner lighting it up there in the third quarter. She's in with 7, leading all scorers. Gunderson knocked down a 3-pointer. That put her up to 5. Justina also with 5. Dantezza with 6, as Dantezza and Gardner took over that third quarter to stretch their lead to 13. Fourth quarter just beginning here. It'll be Sandpoint ball. Gardner with the ball. She'll inbound to Dantezza. And on the floor for the fourth quarter here, we have Gardner, Dantezza, Justina, Gunderson, and Thompson. Thompson looking for the ball, but she's got a double team. Dantezza will give it to her anyway. Tipped out of bounds there by Raisley, or Pruitt, rather, on Kodiak. It will be Sandpoint ball. Gardner to inbound. So even though they were showing that double team, there's still that post entry. And Madison will try a 3, and that one will go. So Madison now with a 3. So the 3s are raining here for the Eagles as they've hit 3 here in the second half, and that has been the difference for them offensively. So, yeah, with that 2-3 zone, ooh, a hard foul there by Gunderson as she gets a pushing violation there on Raisley, and that will be her third, or fourth. That's fourth on Gunderson, so she'll come out. And it will be Emily Vos going to check in for Gunderson. You don't want her to foul out. She's a big-time defensive presence, really shuts down the paint. But she's going to go take a seat with four fouls. So, yeah, with that 2-3 defense, you really need to earn those three-point shots. So they really weren't falling. Justina was a little cold in the second half. She must not be feeling it tonight, but Gardner and Thompson have made up for it here in the second half, along with Gunderson's three. Oh, Sandpoint sleeping there on the inbound as Vos missed her mark. And that was an easy two-pointer right there on the block on the inbound play for number 23. That's her fifth point. She leads all scorers, and that's the one player I didn't get the name of for Kodiak, and she's now leading all scorers. Nice dish over to the wing by Justina as she got to the middle. And over to Thompson as she gets that one to go. Finally, another one for Thompson on the block as she beats the double team herself. So Madison and Dantezza doing a good job on the blocks now this time, calming down against the double team and ripping it into the basket. So Thompson goes up. That's her ninth point as she now leads all scorers with nine. So Thompson heating up here in the second half as well. Oh, off the hands of Dantezza. But it must have been touched by Kodiak because it will be Sandpoint ball. Number 14 subbing in for Kodiak. That's Madison Parker, sophomore. Gardner to inbound. She gets it over to Justina. Justina dribbling. Good pressure there from Kodiak as she comes to the front of the floor. Gardner over with the ball to the left wing. Nice fake there from Justina as she's trying to work the ball into her bigs. Ill pass, though, from Justina as that was picked off by Serenes. Nice pass, and that one will go. Another foolish foul from Justina. That will be her fourth as she hacked number 14, Madison Parker, and the shot counted, and the bucket went, so that's a chance for a three-point play here for Madison Parker as she knocked in her first 2 points of the game, and out goes Justina again. Justina having a tough game offensively and defensively, usually a huge weapon here for Sandpoint, but she's having a tough night. Foul shot was no good, so the three-point play was null. But the ball was tipped out by Sandpoint, so it will be Kodiak ball. Nice entry pass. That's Parker for a jumper in and out. No good. Rebounded by Dantezza. Dantezza brings the ball up. She's going to come up over to Gardner. Moves the ball well. Gardner into the paint. Looks for Vos. Vos tries the shot. No good. Rebounded there by Pruitt. Up the floor, trying some transition. We have 2-on-1. Little high, but saved. Nice job saving that pass from going out of bounds on Zarenas. But Brittany, I'm telling you, Brittany's defense has improved over the last few weeks, me just watching her alone. She has really become a defensive powerhouse for the Eagles as she came up with that steal and then was fouled. So great job there by Britt. She has 7 points, playing great defense, really moving things along with the difficult game by Justina. Brittany is really taking over as that point guard role. She's doing a great job tonight. Gunderson with the ball. That's Lila over to Thompson on the baseline in the corner. She tries to dribble in. She's triple-teamed and stripped. Parker comes away with the steal as she's pushing the floor. Open lane there. Another block by Dantezza. Folks, that's 4 blocks for Dantezza in this second half. She is taking over this game defensively as well as offensively, having a great second half. Inbound shot was no good. Rebounded by, you guessed it, Dantezza. As she brings the ball over to Gardner. So Gardner, Dantezza, and Thompson really having a great second half. And they are truly the difference here for Sandpoint as they're up now by 14, 34-20. Madison was down on the block. She was triple-teamed, was able to get a shot off, and she was fouled. So Madison will go to the line for two. She'll be looking for her 10th point of the ball game. And as stated before, folks, she must have a double-double. She's got to be over 10 rebounds, so if she can knock down these two free throws, or at least one of them. She's got 9 points now. If she can knock down one of these points, she'll get the cherished double-double. Timeout called by Kodiak before the free throws go up. 30-second timeout. Sandpoint leads 34-20, a 14-point lead. Their largest of the game as they're stretching their lead here in the second half, looking to add it here with some free throws from Thompson. Thompson with 9. She's looking for 10 right now on the line. Gardner with 7, having a great half defensively. Only one foul for Gardner as well, so that's how you know she's playing great defense. Lila Gunderson with 6. Justina with 5. With 4 fouls, she's on the bench. Nicole Gunderson also on the bench with 4 fouls. And Danteza with 6 points. So on the floor for Sandpoint, we have Bose, Thompson, Danteza, Gardner, and Lila Gunderson. And Thompson will try her first free throw here. Kodiak, we have number 23. That's the nameless player there, folks. That's the one I don't have the name with, the one name. She's got 5 points. Number 43, Katrina Pruitt. Ella Raisley, she's got 4 points. And number 14, that's Madison Parker. Madison Thompson for Sandpoint missed her first free throw but got her second one to go. And that's a travel there on Parker. She knew it. A lot of times with these girls, I don't know what it is. Me as a coach, you can always tell when they travel because they just smile ear to ear because they knew it. So Parker traveled, she smiled, and it was called. Up the floor there, Gunderson feeling some pressure, but she gets around it. Nice pass as Danteza put her hand up. And Gunderson worked it over to her. Her shot went up, but it was no good. Bose got the rebound and a resulting jump ball as Kodiak got their hands on it. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kodiak. Full court pressure here from Sandpoint. A tough time reading what kind of press that is, though. Not a man-to-man press. It must be a 2-1-2. The pressure did result in a turnover. Danteza got her hand on the ball, and then it was tipped by a Kodiak bear. Danteza gets into the paint. That shot goes off the front iron. A little weak. Rebounded by Kodiak. And that'll be a foul on Gardner. That'll just be her second, though. As mentioned, she's having a great game defensively. Offensively as well, having a great game overall. That'll be her second. 7 fouls for Sandpoint, though, so they're back in trouble. That was an offense, that one. Yeah, that'll be 1-1 there, Chuck. So he realizes that from the score table. With Brittany's foul there, that'll be 1-1 from the line. 4:35 remaining here in Sandpoint. With the Eagles up 35-20, they're now in a 15-point lead. But Kodiak looking to chip into it. With Ella Raisley at the free throw line, she'll get a 1-1. Lindsay Dushkin checking in for Emily Bose. Coach Mobeck with a couple of starters on the bench in foul trouble. With about 4 minutes remaining, he's going to wait a little bit longer to get them back in. Raisley's first free throw, no good. Kodiak struggling from the line, but they got the offensive rebound. But it was tipped out there. It'll still be Kodiak ball tipped out by Sandpoint. Raisley will inbound. She's everywhere out there on the floor. She's doing a lot for this young Kodiak JV team. Parker with the ball up at the point. She's not guarded. Picked up by Gunderson. Raisley faking, then going left, off the back iron, rebound, another offensive rebound. There's one thing the Eagles have struggled in this second half, it's rebounding. They have not been able to get those offensive boards. They got that one, though, or defensive boards, rather. They got that one, and there was an attempted steal there as Gunderson had it. Danteza over on the baseline, back to Gunderson. Risky pass, another one, another risky pass from Gunderson. She's got to watch her passing. Dushkin will try a 3 off the front iron. Danteza with a jump shot. She got the rebound. Thompson gets the rebound, and she's fouled on the putback. So Thompson back to the line as she continues to have a great second half. So Sandpoint looking to stretch their lead here. 5 team fouls for Kodiak, 7 for Sandpoint. Madison. First free throw, no good. Off the back iron. Substitution. 2 substitutions there for Kodiak. It'll be number 12 coming in. And number 20, Crystal Pestua. So Madison attempting her second free throw. First one was no good. Second one goes. Well, that's 11 for Thompson. She's having a very, very strong second half here, as are most of the Eagles offensively. So that 2-1-2 now. A little bit of a reach-in from Madison, but Charles says it was tipped, and it's out of bounds. Kodiak ball. On the floor for Sandpoint is Lila Gunderson, Thompson, Santeza, and Dushkin and Gardner. Three-point attempt there on the corner by Raisley. No good. And we have a whistle on the floor. Let's see what it is. Yeah, well, it'll be a foul on Gunderson. That's Lila Gunderson. That'll just be her first. But that puts Kodiak on the line for a 1-1 as Raisley goes back to the line. She has 4 points here, folks. She's playing with three fouls here in the fourth quarter. Not too big a deal. But Raisley will try a 1-1. Substitution coming in here for Sandpoint. It will be Abby Vos coming in for Lila Gunderson. Lila checking out, putting in quality minutes off the bench for Sandpoint. As Raisley tries her first of the 1-1. It's in. So that makes 5 for Raisley as she leads all scorers for Kodiak. Having a good game there, young Raisley, sophomore. Promising future here from Kodiak. These girls look tough. Sure, once their fundamentals start chiseling up a little bit and they grow up a little bit, they're kind of small, a little short. They'll be tough, so the hopes are high for Kodiak. Raisley's second free throw didn't go. It was rebounded by none other than Thompson. Thompson and Danteza getting almost all the rebounds for the Eagles. Most of them are defensive. Kodiak able to grab a lot of offensive boards. Good ball movement here from the Eagles offensively as Most looks over. Good close out there from the Kodiak Bears. Abby Vos takes a look at the three-point shot. Doesn't want it. She picked up her dribble, folks. Don't do that outside the three-point line. And Gardner misdribbled. And she's frustrated with herself after that one. Knew she made a mistake. 15-point lead here for Sandpoint as most of the bench players are in. The only starter, well, we just have two bench players in with Dushkin and Vos. The other three are starters, Danteza, Thompson, and Gardner. Raisley with the ball. She gets it over to 23. And a three-point attempt, and that's good. Number 20, Crystal Pesca, knocks it in for 3. That'll be 6 points for her. Oh, and the ball gets stuck up top as there was an inbound. It was stolen by Kodiak, and they tried a quick shot, but it got jammed up in the iron between the backboard. And right now trying to get it out. Took about 3 tries. She finally gets it loose. And it'll be a jump ball, so it will be white ball. Sandpoint gets possession. Danteza will inbound, and look at this. We have full court pressure from Kodiak. First time we've seen that from them in this game. Nice break there by Justina. That's what she's in there for. Even if she's having a tough game offensively, the girl can still dribble. That's one of her biggest assets. She's going to need to be careful there with 4 fouls. Justina playing. She's at the point. She'll try a 3. No good off the front iron. Rebounded by Gardner. She'll try a long 2. That's no good. Rebounded by Raisley. And Kodiak's off to the run. And there'll be a foul on Vos. It was 3-on-0, folks. But Kodiak couldn't get it up to their cutters. And Abby Vos really made a good foul there to cut that easy scoring opportunity down. That's just her second. Oh, nope. Sorry, folks. They didn't call that foul on Vos. They must have called a carry there on Kodiak. That would have resulted in a 1-1 if it was a foul. And it is Sandpoint ball. Trying to work the ball around. Gets to the elbow to Danteza. Vos will try a shot. No good. Air ball. Justina working hard to get that offensive board. Nice pass in there to Danteza as she tries a shot inside the key. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Kodiak on the rebound attempt. It will be Sandpoint ball. So Gardner to inbound. Thompson standing there outside the three-point line. She can shoot from there, folks. Oh, nice entry pass there from Gardner into a cutting Justina. And Justina knocks down that two. That's seven for Justina. So she's starting to wake up here offensively, but she does need to be careful with those four fouls. 1:16 remaining, 14-point lead for the Eagles, 38-24. Yep, yeah, Justina still being aggressive on defense. I hope she doesn't foul out. Thompson gets another board. Nice pass from Justina. Vos looking at the basket. No good. Another air ball there from Vos. Tipped back out to Gardner, and we'll have a jump ball there with Justina getting her hands on the ball, fighting for it with number 23. I wish I had that number 23's name. She's having a great game for Kodiak. Dantez is going to get a rest. Lila Gunderson coming back in. That might be the last we see of Dantez. She comes out of the game with 6 points. No fouls for Dantez, so good game defensively. And we're under a minute here at the Trident tip-off. Full court pressure still on by the Eagles. And that results in, almost a turnover, but Raisley gets it. Mid-range jumper off the backboard and good. So that Ella Raisley lighting it up here in the second half. She's got 7. She leads all Kodiak Bear scorers. 30 seconds remaining here. 38-26, 12-point lead for Sandpoint. Justina dishes it over to Gardner. Looks like they're going to hold it. Yep, that looks like what they're going to do. Oh, nope, Justina goes into the paint. Thompson to Justina, mid-range jump. No good. Rebounded by Kodiak, 15 seconds left. They're going to need to move. And they do. They get it up the floor. They have numbers. Travel. Yep, we saw that one from up here. That was a traveling violation on number 14, Madison Parker. Took too many steps there. She did have numbers. Must have panicked just a little bit. Very characteristic of a young team. Under 10 seconds here, 8.9. Ball's inbounded by Sandpoint. Oh, it looked like, her foot was on the line. That's what I thought I saw. Good call by Raynell, as we'll have a turnover on Vos. And it will be Kodiak ball. I'm sure they're going to be looking for the last shot here. Maybe cut this lead down to 10. 5.4 remaining in the game. Clock's ticking down quick. Raisley with the jumper at the buzzer, and it goes. So Ella Raisley hits the jumper, and she was hitting it from just about everywhere on a mid-range game. Great game there from Raisley, as she knocks in her 9th point at the buzzer to close the lead to 10. 38-28 in favor of Sandpoint. They get the win. Tough, hard-fought game by both teams. Big-time defensive game in the second half. In the first half. Really turned into an offensive showdown for both teams there in the second half as the score ends in a 38-28 win for the Eagles. Leading scorers for Sandpoint were Thompson with 11, lit it up in that second half. Gardner with 7, great overall game for her. Lila Gunderson with 6, hit a couple threes. Justina, tough game offensively, but her teammates really boosted her up. She wound up with 7. And Dantezza with a good, hard-fought overall game. She wound up with 6. For the Bears, it was Parker with 2. Crystal Pescola with 6. Karen Serenis with 3. Pruitt with 1. That Ella Raisley, she's going to be a threat for these Bears, I think, later on down the line when she gets into her upper grades. She wound up with 9, hitting those mid-range jumpers. And Griffin with 1. And that nameless number 23 with 5. That wraps it up here from Sandpoint at the Trident tip-off. Action starts again tomorrow at 12:30 with the King Cove rookies playing these Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Make sure to tune in for that one, as when these two teams get together, it's always a showdown. And they always put out a good game. So tune in tomorrow. Rejoin us here for action from Sandpoint Trident tip-off.